to everything.
He does swear a lot. Let's head to Oaklawn and talk to Jeff Money Taylor. Money, happy Valentine's Day. How are you?
Back at you there, Justin. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm feeling the love from everybody, including Michael from Stuttgart.
That sounds like a grudge match, huh?
Look, if everybody wanted to get trash talked to for Valentine's Day, Michael would be happy to oblige you, I'm sure. Big week, my friend. We got 5 days in a row, President's Day, the three-year-olds taking center stage again. I am very, very excited, especially on a day like today. How can you not be?
It is. That's why they call it the fifth season. We say it often and very loudly. Yeah, it just seems like a just a different vibe when Oaklawn is running. And we got a pristine one down here this afternoon for sure. The weather really looks good throughout the whole weekend. I think it's going to cool down a little bit, but we should stay dry. And, of course, the racing is going to be excellent, really culminating with the Southwest Stakes Monday. A couple of nice supporting stakes over the weekend. A great almost stakes-caliber allowance feature on Smalls' program and a very challenging card in front of us here this afternoon. So without much further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the Daily Double. Challenging one, certainly, as I mentioned. I'm going to begin here on the outside with number 8, Red Iron Man. This race just full of sprint speed, and it is going around the ground. And I was really impressed with Red Iron Man's victory last time out. Finally broke into the ranks of winners. That was a 5-year-old. New barn, Jerry Donaldson sent him out for the first time here late last month, and the new stable obviously has found that this one's a pole card, if you will, a runaway 8-length winner, just kind of galloped around all of them on the outside. Granted, it was against Arkansas Reds, but he is proven around 2 turns. The race should set up ideally from a pace standpoint, and I think Red Iron Man with the red hot Eddie Martin, 4-time winner Sunday. Eddie looks to carry over some of that momentum here into this big week. So let's go with number 8, Red Iron Man. In the opener, the second, another very good-looking group of maidens. We've had solid maiden special weight fields here at the meeting thus far, and this is no exception. I didn't get past number 2 here, Bridal Affair, a 4-year-old making her first start since way back in March of last year. As a 3-year-old, she caught a couple of very tough fields here last spring. Hit the board both times. I think she gets over the top today in her first start of the year for trainer Kelly Von Hamel. Double numbers, 8 and 2. Let's move now to the 8th race on the day. It's a good-looking allowance group. I like number 4, Fast Bobby J. This horse has been a little bit snake-bit of late. A couple of runner-up performances, not only here, but also at Churchill to conclude her season in 2012. She always seems to be right there at the finish wire, and I think she picks up a rare win today for trainer Phil Stamps. Number 4, Fast Bobby J is our feature race pick. Our long shot comes back in the fourth race of the afternoon. B1 Rotate. I think this horse is a solid $20,000 claiming animal. Makes his first start for new trainer Alan Milligan, and thought enough of B1 Rotate to claim him for a 12.5 claiming price last time out in his first start of the year. I think he rebounds with a good one today, and he will be every bit of 15-1 that you see in the morning line. Number 7, B1 Rotate, our buzz long shot play of the day, and that is in the race number 4.
All right, Money, we appreciate it. I'll visit with you tomorrow.
Okay, Justin, looking forward to it.
Take care. That's Jeff Money Taylor from Oaklawn, always brought to you by Arkansas Car Stereo, Little Rock's oldest full-service car stereo shop. Price, value, warranty, all from the pros at Arkansas Car Stereos. Backup cameras, backup sensors, remote start. It's all just the tip of the iceberg over at Arkansas Car Stereo. 5017 South University in Little Rock, 501-562-0064. Much more college football talk, and we've got our new segment coming up in a little bit. It is Valentine's Day, and again, because we're contrarians here, we're going the opposite route. You can have your love where you want it, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little charity. It's Soup Sunday coming up. We're going to talk with the folks from this particular event coming up in just a moment. Justin Akre and J.J. Metters in the Fury Electric Studio. Stay with us.